Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Might get crazy again. I always fear when we got to open up the phone lines that we always get the worst of the worst case scenarios. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to have just like a fun, cool convo. And we go 800-223-9797 and be like, yo, that one time I had to buck 50 this one. And you're like, yo, I didn't want to have talk about it. Like, we was,
I feel like you almost will that to happen now, though. It's almost like you're...
It's not always, right? Like, I'm traumatized is the problem.
Yeah, and now when you say it, you're always expecting it to happen. Yeah, maybe not this case.
Maybe not this case. Have you gotten terrible service consistently at a restaurant?
Okay.
Terrible customer service. Not just service, like bad way. I mean, literally they're mean to you when you go in there. But you continue to show up because the food is great.
Oh, yeah. Either the food's great or it's just the spot in your neighborhood. You
okay.
know, and you like it enough.
And now are we shouting out the locations?
No, I'm not.
I don't know why you would avoid shouting out the location. You
posted the damn
Yelp review that you put up about the spot you went to on your Instagram account. So I don't even know why at this point you wouldn't say the name.
Wait. Because I posted the Google review, but not their name.
Yeah,
review.
You didn't.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, basically, if this the experience was, I go to a coffee shop in my neighborhood that's incredibly overpriced, but they do make a tasty almond croissant. And I walked in to get coffee, which is what I usually get there. It's just coffee.
And they probably buy that almond croissant from a baker somewhere. You could probably get it somewhere else.
You're probably so right.
They are not making that joint there.
I go in and I try to get a coffee for a friend, and then I wanted for myself an almond milk, an iced almond milk cappuccino.
Okay.
Okay.
And the woman's like, well, I can give that to you, but then it won't be foam. It'll just be almond milk on the side. I did this once before. She hit me with this nonsense once before, and I brought it back, and my girlfriend Natalie was like, what's this? I was like, oh, she just gave me the almond milk on the side. It's not, like, whipped or anything. She was like, Peter, if they don't whip it, it's not a cappuccino. That's what makes it a cappuccino.
You need
the whip. That's the thing. And I was like, oh, that's trash. So this time I said, oh, there's no way that you could just, like, whip it. And she was like, you know what? Just go to Starbucks. You should just go to Starbucks.
Wow.
And I said, wait. I said, no. Yo, I'm so naive. I'm so privileged in my lovely life. I don't realize I'm being kicked out. So I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll get something else. She goes, no, it's okay. Go to Starbucks. Just go to Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, I never. And I said, well, listen, I come here all the time. She, at this point, she's already on the phone with someone ignoring me. I was like, okay.
Wow. Not only did she tell you to get out, basically. She jumped on the phone and began to ignore you.
I didn't even get to tell her, you know, I come here every week and I'm not going to be coming back. I didn't even get that satisfaction. I tried to look at the lady next to me. The old lady next to me looked at me like, bitch, get out of my way and let me get this croissant. She did not care about my drama at all. So that was it. And I was like, damn, I got kicked out. I was banished. And now I'm never going back. It's too far.
I bet you go
She's
back.
Already nasty,
I bet you
but this
go
was
back.
Too far.
I bet you go back. I bet you give it one more go because it's a damn good spot and it's convenient. And they know that. They know it. They know they're special.
That's not right.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Yo, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to be one of the first ones. Mike's on the line. Mike, what type of spot you keep going back and they're mean to you.
First of all, every Jamaican restaurant I go to, the only thing is mean.
Like, bro, I just want a little extra gravy on my oxtail and my white rice. You don't have to give me the attitude, but the food is delicious, so I'm going to always go
back. I'm with you. There was a spot on 145th I used to go to all the time, abuse each time. I was telling Shawnee, they would be like, what do you want? I'd be like, but I just want a little. And they would look at me like,
what do you want?
Like, you don't belong here. And wow. I'm like, but I love your delicious oxtail. Every time.
Yeah, I mean, you will catch some attitude with that jerk chicken. You know what I'm saying?
That's why Maze, that's so why Maze is calling right here. Maze, so what spot?
Yeah, man, what's up? What's up? What's up? So I'm in Flatbush, right? I'm right off of Flatbush Ave in the junction. And, you know, like 5 years ago, I went to this spot because I smelled the jerk chicken. It smelled delicious. I went in there, and I was like, can I have some of that? And they looked at me like I had three heads. They're like, you don't know how to order, man. You have to order vegetables first, and then the beans and rice, and then the meat. And I was like, I have no idea. And then one dude came out the back and said, he called me a yard boy. I had to go look it up. I had no idea. I was like, yo, they called me yard boy.
He's like, was that a diss?
You're like, is that good or bad? I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
You want that spicy food? You want to get some spicy
800-223-9797. You keep going back, but they're mean every single time.
Funny.
Carmen, what spot?
It's actually a nail salon. It's not a food spot. But
hey, listen.
My name's Cool Bomb.
The nails are fire.
Yeah, the nails are on point, but the thing is that it's like pulling teeth with my nail tech. Like, she wants to do it her way, what color is, you know,
oh,
and
gosh.
I'm like, well, my outfit's not going to match that this weekend.
Yo, the nail spots. I hear things get real heated in the hair and nail spots with that. If you are not a nice person in the hair and nail spots,
it goes down.
It gets crazy. Mike. Uh-oh, Mike shouting names. Mike saying names.
Uh-oh.
Mike, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning. Where are they mean to you, man, and but you still go back?
So I actually live in Rosenberg's neighborhood. I know the air. I know the place he's talking about. I just wanted to tell him they have the same croissants that you like on 92nd Street in Amsterdam. There's a bakery. It's a little spot. It's small, but if you look, it's the same croissants, and you'll like them.
There you go, right? Yeah, bro. Oh, no.
That's too far, though, right?
That's way far, though.
I knew that was coming.
Come on.
I'm just saying, take his dog for a walk. Go up Riverside Drive.
Yo, thanks, Mike.
But see, that's how they get you. That's how it probably has some contract where it's like, yo, no one else can have these croissants within this radius. And they know that that's the hook.
Yo, man, it's so funny how many people hit me saying, calling out the place's name. Like, so many places, like, I know where you live generally. I know where you're talking about.
That's
like,
funny.
So many people have had that experience. It's so crazy to me. No, what you were saying yesterday, that you think it's intentional, that they like to keep the business refined. They don't want me in there.
That's right. If you have all of these special interests and ways you want your stuff, there's places that are like, yo, we don't do that. That's not how. Look, I've been to restaurants that'll be like, yo, what are you ordering? Somebody orders a steak. And they go, I want my steak well done. And they go, we won't make this type of steak that way. It's not intended to be that way. So either you have it the way we're preparing it, or you don't get it. And if you don't like it, you could beat it.
Man. It's like it sends you around the bed on the wrong day, though, boy. Around the bend.
You're checking out Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning. Woo! Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. In the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No bullshit. No commercials.
97 minutes.
Commercial free.
Was there an activity you were doing as a young person? Like when you were, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. That you regret your parents letting you quit?
Ooh.
Mm.
I have one.
When you look back on it, you're like, damn, I wish my parents would have pushed me to keep doing blank.
Mm.
Because if I did, I was really good.
Well.
And when it got tough and I didn't want to do it anymore,
mm-hmm.
my parents was like, yeah, you could quit.
Yeah, that was me.
And now you look back and you're like, damn.
What was yours, Laura?
I was actually good at gymnastics.
What?
When I was, really? Yeah, when I was like 10, 11, I was good at uneven parallel bars.
Uneven parallel bars.
I was insane. I was super young.
That's
obviously.
Where styles come from. Yeah, many styles.
Yeah, and as soon as I started hanging out, I was like, I don't want to go to classes no more. My parents were like, fine, we don't have to pay for them anymore. But I did it for like 2 years, and I was really good. And my coach was like, yo, you should really, you know, take it serious.
See, because that's the piece right there that I always worry about. I wasn't allowed to stop an activity because of hangout or I wanted my weekends back or none of that. But then, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that. It was like, wait, what? No, that's just not an option. Like,
yeah, I wasn't really allowed to have a lot of free time either. There had to be activities.
Like, you're not just sitting. Like, I know. I just want to hang out with my friend. What?
I also think with me, it was like more right. financial. My parents were struggling to pay for it. So when I was like, I'm not really
how about this?
Down, they were like,
A,
okay.
I couldn't quit, and B, my mom wasn't dropping me off. I had to ride my bike and catch the bus.
Right.
So it was like, A, you got to do it, and B, I'm not going to make it to your game tonight. I don't think my mom ever made it to any of my things because she was working.
Right.
But so, I couldn't quit either.
So it would have to be something that you were doing for a while. Because sometimes as parents, you're just trying to find out your kids' interests. They do it for a year. They're like, I'm not into it. And you're like, I think
we should leave it open to anything that, like, because for my example, I never even did it. But my mom wanted me to do it, and I wasn't interested.
What was it?
My mom wanted me to take Yiddish. There was a class where I could have learned Yiddish, and my mom was like, one day, it'll be really cool if you know how to speak Yiddish.
And how do you feel now?
I feel sad that I don't understand it at all. I mean, like, listen, I still remember why I didn't want to do it. And don't get me wrong, I'm still that same person. I'm like, I don't want to go down to D.C., go into the city on the weekends to sit in some room with old Jewish people listening to Yiddish. I don't want to do that. But at the same time, now that my mom's in her 70s, she has no one she speaks Yiddish with at all. It would be cool if her and I could speak in Yiddish together. That would be fun. You know, and Yiddish is like a dying... It's not a language that's going to thrive forever, right? It's like a cultural thing that dissipates over time.
Right.
So I kind of regret that.
China, you have one?
I'm trying to think. I don't have anything that specific that I was in that I faded from and was like, damn, I wish. Because I played like football when I was young in junior high school. I don't necessarily wish I pursued a football career.
Right.
I played basketball when I was in high school. I didn't really want to go into the NBA. So I don't know if there's something that I'm like, I wish she would have forced me to stay on.
Right.
Cash One, if you wouldn't have went to jail, the way street art is selling
No.
Well, if your parents would have took graffiti serious and let you shine.
He could have been a Dominican Banksy.
You could have been a Dominican Banksy, son.
Listen, my parents put me in everything, bro, and I wish they would have forced me to stay. I mean, I did piano, guitar. Drums.
Oh, you
I
know
did
what?
Art.
Piano.
I did all of that. And I just wish that they would just be like, nah, you're going to keep doing it. And honestly, I was actually pretty good at all of them naturally, but I just didn't want to practice. So I was just like, once you get to the practice part, you get to the practice part, you're like, all right, it's not fun anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. Piano, I forgot about. My grandmother was a concert pianist.
Oh,
she had she played in Carnegie Hall and had like trained all of the children in the neighborhood. I grew up
you played yourself
with three baby grand pianos in my house all the time. All my siblings play like everything that you could think of classical.
Wow.
And, yeah, straight up. But my grandmother passed when I was 5.
Mm.
So my mother wasn't into it as much as she was and tried to get me into it, and I just wasn't really into it. And I wish she would have kept me on it because I'm the only one that really pursued music and been into music even more than my siblings.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Curve time. Let's see. Adam, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
Thank you so much, man. What's happening? What's happening to you, sir? Adam, you and Aisha were all good. Went out a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I ain't see nothing wrong with it while we was actually hanging out together.
My notes here say you tried to schedule 4 or 5 different dates, and she canceled the day of every time.
Yeah, yeah. That's not something that normally happens. Normally, you get the little 3-strike rule. But she was cool, man, and everything was so smooth that, you know, I kept trying, putting a little bit of effort in there, a little extra effort that I wouldn't normally do. But
I respect it, Adam. Well, I mean, look, she's worth it. And if they're worth it, you put in that extra work, man. That's what it is.
What had happened sounded like it was plausible, but the thing is, it was, like, over and over. I mean, I want to believe that, honestly, but, like, recently, the past couple of times I reached out to her, I ain't getting no response. So I'm just wondering, first off, A, is she okay? And then B, you know, what's up?
Well, she returned our call, bro. So that's why we got her on this segment. So we're going to find out.
Here we go.
We need you to sit quiet, though, Adam. And then Aisha doesn't know you're on the line, bro. Okay? Then
we'll bring you in. All right, word, bet.
Here we go. Calling Aisha.
Hello.
Aisha, it's Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg.
Hi, Aisha.
How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You sound very vibrant today and in great spirits.
Such a vibrant.
How come you haven't been hitting Adam back? What's going on?
Damn.
Oh, I just feel really bad about that. So I'm kind of embarrassed to call him back.
All right, so what happened?
Well, we went out and it was great, but a lot of things popped up in my life last minute, and I wasn't able to reschedule a date, and I kept rescheduling and just felt really embarrassed by it.
Aisha, be honest, you just wanted to see how hard he would work for it, didn't you?
No. Seriously, I mean, a whole bunch of things.
What happened? You got back with your ex? You got back with your boo? Your ex-boo?
No. You know, my mom got sick. I had a death in the family. I had to work late one night. My boss made me stay late.
So you have, like, literally the perfect list of excuses, but they're all real excuses.
Yes, exactly.
But wouldn't it be easy to just hit Adam and say, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so sorry, let's...
Or, like, I know this sounds crazy, but this is really all happening.
I mean, I just was so embarrassed. I figured that he would have moved on by now because he's just so good-looking.
Wait. Well, that's... But... So you want him to move on?
No, I don't. But I figured that he had since I just kept making
but
so many excuses.
Why not reach out and find out?
Again, I just thought that he had moved on, and I was just embarrassed about having to make so many excuses.
Because people like this, I can't stand people like this.
Now you know why she got curved.
Yeah, I can't stand people like this, man. We have Adam on the line, Aisha. Adam, are you there? You're hearing this. She's...
Yeah.
She regrets. She's embarrassed. She's... I don't know what she is, but
yeah,
she's
right
here on the phone.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, Aisha. Hey, so, you know, you could have... I feel like you could have told me some of that stuff. Like, I feel where you're coming from because it seems like, oh, man, how can all this happen at one time? But, you know, if it's legit, you shouldn't have nothing to worry about. I mean, we had fun, right? You know?
Yeah, just a lot of it was just, you know, private, like the stuff with my mom and family, and so I didn't want to, you know, bear all that.
I feel you. Well, that first time we hung out, you know, we talked, and I told you about that weird sort of month I had where I kept having stuff come up. So, you know, I was hoping that to be sort of relatable to you, but, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just saying, like, is that something you're still trying to do? Because are you over that embarrassing feeling, or what you, like, how you feel? Like, what's up?
Basically, Adam trying to holler at you again, Aisha. What's goodie?
Okay, here we go.
He's going in for the smashings. Let's close this out. Let's get back to this. We're on a good path.
yeah, I would so very much like to hang out with you.
Oh, hello.
You go.
See?
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying we can see what's up. Try a different sort of approach to it.
No, Adam, yeah. Show her what's up, bro. Show her what's up.
He doesn't need advice. He's got it. He's playing it low.
Nah, he needs something. This is annoying. It's so cool.
Yeah, I ain't never went. Normally I give up. I'm telling you, 3-strike rule. But she was straight. So, I mean, why not, like, you know, see what's up?
All right, go on a date, guys. Go on another date and try it again.
We will, yes.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, guys.
And Adam, watch out. If she's willing to return our call to be on the radio, but not willing to return your call to just be like, yo, I'm embarrassed, this could be a problem.
Stop. Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
This is Nicki Minaj, and this is Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. April in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
Let's go to Amir. Amir, good morning. We're talking about you wish your parents would have made you keep doing blank.
Well, I swam for the state. I started interning at the source. My grandparents raised me, and they were like, oh, you got to work, and you got to this. But you should still keep doing that. And I didn't. I was getting first place left and right. I didn't keep up with that. I missed that.
Damn, swimming could have been a swimmer. Now, granted,
Michael Phelps or something?
Yeah, you could have won some gold medals. I mean, listen, maybe.
I think. You never know. How old were you at the time when you quit?
I was 14.
Nah, they already knew.
About 14, 15.
Let's just be real. They already knew.
They knew what?
if at 14 you were gonna go on to win gold medals. People are already pulling you aside, like, yo, you could do this. Right. They know at 14. We got to be blunt. It's real. They know.
It's real. I mean, he said he was winning states, though. And there is some
that's
of these sports.
He was winning states.
That's what I mean. Some of these sports, it requires, like, you know, the thing with basketball. What is it?
An AAU coach?
AAU leagues, you know, like, or soccer. Yo, I got friends who drive their kids 3 and 4 hours to a soccer game on Saturdays and Sundays and Wednesdays. And you know what I mean? Like, it requires you to pay, right? So, like, swimming costs, you got to, you know what I mean? They have swimming leagues. Tennis is one of those sports where you got to have money. And your parents got to have time. And if his parents were still into it, you know, he might have had something. But, you know,
it's all a lottery. It's all a lottery, right?
Denise, what do you wish your parents would have made you keep doing?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on. I love you guys. I'm every morning. We missed you guys. So, yes, we're glad to be back in school. But my parents made me quit playing drums and singing in the choir.
They made you quit. Why?
Yeah, well, my mother wanted me to continue, but I was starting to slack off a little bit and hang out, just like Laura said.
Damn.
And my parents are strict to Guyanese folks, so it was like, hey, gal, you need to focus on your schoolwork, yeah? See. You didn't hang out. No. So they cut me off for that.
See, yeah, nah, it's, but you kept hanging out. Now, how did you end up doing in school? You did good in school?
I mean, I did great. I was on the dean's list, honors roll, did all of that. Got into Penn State, graduated with that. I'm an ABA therapist right now. I have two businesses, so.
Congrats. You did good. You just wish you was out here playing them drums still.
And singing, like, because my daughter sings right now, and she really is into it, and I wish that my voice was stronger to kind of help her in that field
as
well.
That's dope. Thanks for your phone call. Jessica, you wish your parents would have made you keep doing what?
Me? Jessica, you said?
Yes, you, Jessica.
I used to run track, and I stopped. My mother really didn't push me, so that really sucks.
Damn, you could have been Shakari Richardson out here, man.
Exactly.
Getting these endorsement deals.
Give us 5 years, right? Shakari's going to be calling us, too.
Yo.
Can I tell my daughter?
Wait.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yo, leave Shakari alone, man. Listen, man, we gave Shakari enough already. Now, Jessica, you said you want to shout out your daughter. Go.
Yeah, she is about to be 7, so I just wanted to shout out Jayla, my baby.
Jayla!
Yes.
Jayla, Shawnee, this last one. Dre. Good morning, Dre. This is a dedication to Shawnee right here. Dre, what's going on?
Good morning. Appreciate y'all for having me on.
What do you wish your parents would have made you keep doing?
Acting classes.
Yeah.
I was doing it 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And I was doing no sports or nothing, and I got out. And once my parents started letting me do sports, my acting classes was done.
Damn.
But I wish I would have kept up with it, though.
Yo, you could have been Denzel, bro.
Could have been Denzel.
Absolutely.
She never know.
I could have been in BMF right now or something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
What's going on, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg? Good morning. Your son is doing acting, right?
My son, my oldest son, Jaja, he's heavy acting and been doing it since six. You know, his first movement was a Disney commercial at 6 years old, and he was very good at it. And his mom has continued to put him in things, and he's excelled in it. And sometimes I wonder, like, if it's going to take too much away from his free time and his childhood and just being a kid, because, like, he's in Chelsea Film Festival and like some really
he's
big
good,
moves.
He's good too.
He's rocking.
Yeah, he's really rocking. So, but I'm concerned. For me, sometimes I'm like, yo, if the day he says he don't want to do it, a part of me wants to be like, all right, cool, don't do it.
Yeah.
Which sparks the conversation, would you let your kid quit? And would he later on be like, dag, I wish dad didn't kind of let me bail.
Well, that's why the key is, I think, not to let them quit, to push them a little bit further. But when you push a little further, if you continue to get that resistance,
but see,
I think
this
you can kind of make a
when
judgment.
When you're young, that's what breaks are for. Just take a break. You ain't got to quit. Just chill.
Skip this one in the spring.
Skip
come
this
back
one.
In the
take
right.
some time off. Right. You know what? Look, adults do it all the time. You know what I mean? I need a week off. I need 2 weeks off. Some people do the sabbatical?
Yeah, what's that like?
I don't know nothing about that life, but people do it.
People do it.
You know, sometimes you got to take a break. Don't quit. There's a thing. There's a saying that my mom used to say. Don't quit on your worst day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're all going to have bad days. That's not the day you quit.
Yeah.
It's when you have a series of just, it's just too much for you. That's when you go, yo, I'm going to take a break. But if it's what you're doing, it's something that you've loved, and something took the love of it away from you.
Right.
Then that's where you need your support system, your family, your friends to say, okay, why don't you love this anymore? And if it's just because it's hard now, that's not what you
But the thing is, we're ignoring the flip side. There are kids who are pushed in activities for a long time. They miss out on tons of stuff. And at the end, you talk to them. They're like, you know, my parents always made me do blank. My heart was never in it. And I regret not getting to do the things I kind of wanted to do. And I wanted to date in high school. I wanted to live life. I missed everything for this thing I'm not passionate about.
Out of here.
All of those things.
Yo, man, damn, I'm out of here with all that, man. Do something with your life, man. Be able to do stuff.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Aisha from the Bronx, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm all right. So, you want to test your sister. What's your sister's name?
Tony.
So you want to call your sister Tony and tell her you're about to get jumped and she needs to come help you fight these bitches.
Right.
Where are you right now? You're in the Bronx?
Yes, I'm at work.
In the Bronx. And where would your sister be coming from?
New Rochelle. And she doesn't have a car, so she's going to have to jump in a cab.
Right. She had to get an Uber or something.
Right.
Aisha, where do you work?
Well, I work at a bus company.
You work for a bus company?
Driver. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and lately, you know, the bus drivers, over the weekend, a bus driver had to smack up a girl.
Yeah, can you make sure...
Oh, wow.
Can you make sure you say to her, yo, if you don't get down here, I'm going to end up on World Star?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, yeah, this is good.
All right, yes, Aisha, hang on. Here we go. We're calling your sister, Tony.
All right.
Hello?
Yo, Shella. Yo, it's me, Aisha. I'm trying to call Precious job. She's not answering her phone, and I can't get her on the phone. Down here by the job, remember when I got into the altercation by Benji Store with that girl? Me and her about to pop up right now, and her friends. So I need Precious to come over from here right now.
I'm coming right now.
Wait, you're going to come?
I'm coming right now.
And I can't.
Wow. Wait a minute. Yo, yay. Aisha, who is this?
This is my bro.
That's your brother?
Word.
No, it's not her brother. It's her bro.
I was trying to get my sister, but he's just like, he's going to come.
Oh, I mean, listen, you got yourself a ride or die. When you say your bro, what do you mean?
My brother, my birth brother.
Oh, my birth, really? Birth brother. What's his name?
His name is Shab.
Shab?
Like Shabba Ray. Shabba Ray.
Shabba.
Yo.
India.
Yeah, bro, nobody is trying to get at me.
He was ready to go.
Yo, he was ready, no problem.
Shaba!
Aisha, why didn't you think Shaba would come get you?
Because it's emails I'm calling him for. Like, I expect him to get in contact with my sister, make sure he get her over here. But he's like, nah, I'll come over here.
Yo, Shab, you was gonna invite, you was gonna fight some females?
That's my sister. That's my only dating body.
Sorry, what did he say?
Something criminal. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Shaba! India.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
He brought Laura Rosenberg. All right, so Jermaine Dupri, Fat Joe, Snoop, and Diddy were all on a group Instagram, IG Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was IG Live.
That's right.
And Jermaine's been trying to get Diddy for this Versus battle. He's been calling him out since he was in the Garden, standing out front of the Garden at the Ja Rule, Fat Joe situation the other week. And Diddy's like, nah, I want Dr. Dre. And so they get Diddy and Jermaine on. And Jermaine's talking crazy. And Diddy's screaming in the background, where's Dre? Somebody get me Dre. And then throwing on Mary Records and throwing on Big Records and throwing a couple of tunes. And Jermaine was talking. And we're going back and forth. But people act like Diddy is just going to wash Jermaine. Like it's signed, sealed, delivered. It's done. And I don't think it'll be that easy.
Nah. I don't think so.
I don't think Diddy just gets to line up 10 Mary joints and 10 B.I.G. joints and call it a night.
And is he saying that he's only going to do it if Dre does it?
I mean, that's how he's making it sound.
Right.
So,
but by the way, that's not fair.
Maybe this is all hooking us into them actually landing on Diddy versus Jermaine. Go ahead, Rosenberg. What was you gonna say?
That Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri makes so much more sense than Diddy versus Dre.
Yeah. Tell us why you say that.
Dre may not hands on produce everything, but he hands on produced a lot of things, and that's not what Diddy does. Diddy and Jermaine do the same thing. They exec produce records. And they put the records together. And as a result, they are a perfect matchup. Dr. Dre does that, but Dr. Dre also literally creates the beats. He's an actual musician.
Jermaine doesn't cook up at all? I thought Jermaine gets on the boards a little bit and on the samplers and things like that.
I'm sorry?
Jermaine did get busy on a sample.
Yeah, I don't know which songs those are. I don't think of him as a hands-on producer. I'm not saying he's incapable, but I think he's a lot closer to Diddy than he is to Dre. And I think Diddy's a lot closer to Jermaine than he is to Dre. And also, Dre's kind of in his own.
Removing all of that. Because that's, you know, just the songs. The songs that they have credit for and their names are attached to that they brought to hip-hop and R&B. Brought to the culture.
Diddy and Jermaine?
Diddy and Jermaine, focusing on that.
Very even.
You think this is a walk in the park for Diddy?
No, definitely not. It is going to end. It's all about how you play it. We saw what happens when you think it's a walk in the park. People thought Fat Joe would have a walk in the park. But if you leave the door open a few times in the wrong spot, we ended up scoring that 10-10.
Ja Rule had them hammers.
So I don't know, man. Although, Ebro, you said I don't know if he's just going to line up 10 Marys and 10 Biggies. I mean, you might want to do that. Because those are tough to beat.
And the thing is on that, too, I think we mentioned before, if Diddy was to do that against Dre, that can create conflict that maybe Dre is like, I don't want to bring that back up. Because if I play California and then you play Biggie, now it feels like Pac versus Biggie again. It could start to stir up this East-West thing. And
yeah, they're not going to do that.
You go and play Who Shot You
Now. They're
not
going to let that. They're not going to let it go. Yeah.
And that, it's not going
to
happen.
The audience, the people watching going to try to do that.
Right. The comments will be like, play Who Shot You Now.
Nah, people.
Dre's not doing it. By the way, Dre's not doing this.
Dre ain't doing it at all.
No, I don't think so. And one really funny thing that happened on that live, though, is Diddy said to Jermaine, "You don't have music people play at weddings." Jermaine Dupri said, "What about Let's Get Married?"
Wow.
What about Let's Get Married?
See, now, so when those things happen, I swear to God that that sounds scripted. Like, why would you even say that? When somebody's got a song called Let's Get Married.
I agree. Maybe that was scripted. It did feel like, really? This is the top 10 for Jermaine Dupri. And you can't even really respond to this. This song's in its own category altogether.
He got a Mary joint to respond. That Be Happy remix. What was that Smith & Wesson remix, the Mary joint?
I Love You. But the funny thing is that would lose. Total? That would lose, quote unquote, lose in the public domain.
To this?
Yeah. In the public domain? Yes. Not here. I would never, I could never hear this again and be good. Although I like it. But it ain't Mary, I Love You.
Right, it's classic.
It ain't this to us. But that Let's Get Married is a...
That to us is the biggest caveat of all time. People are going to be like, this is sleepy.
You see, Diddy,
I don't know this.
He got the Ciroc bottle in his hand. He just started doing the...
Yeah,
an
old New York heads like us are going to be like, yes, he wins.
Yes,
Smith
& Wesson.
This is how we do every day, all day. Now, Smith & Wesson come out and kill it.
Shawnee, you think for 20-year-olds on Instagram, if Smith & Wesson comes out, it's going to make an impact for them?
They'd be like, yo, who these
do? I'm going to be like, yes, Tekken Steel.
That's a fact. That's
and
a
the
fact.
Kids are going to be like, put
the
on the jagged
here.
Edge.
The general's here. The general's here.
Instead of general with that.
Yeah, this song is great. Yeah.
If this was the matchup and Let's Get Married, this song, I would have to.
Of course, that and the mainstream. Unfortunately, that's how it go.
The mainstream, just in general. All
right, so boom, Will is back. Will is back, Cass. We're mocking the Diddy JD, and by mocking, I mean, you know, creating a fake scenario of verses. If it was JD versus Diddy. Let's assume JD goes first. If you're JD, how do you start, Casmo? I think you start with either... I think you get to heat right away. You got to get Diddy on his heels. Because eventually, you can't start with your Usher joints. You can't start with your Mariah Carey joints. You got to save, though.
You can't start with Welcome to the Atlanta. That's too obvious.
I don't know.
You kind of can, though.
I think
kinda can. Because remember, the song was so hot that Diddy had to jump on the remix, remember?
Right, but do you start with the remix or do you start with the original one? Because you start with the remix, Diddy's already on there. Diddy has the upper hand right away. Even if it was hot, he was like, yo, I was on it.
He's going to say he's going to do that either way, though. Even if you play the original, Diddy's going to go,
right.
But you had to put me on the remix because I was that hot.
No. The record was, and that's where the argument starts. No, the record was so scorching that you had to make a New York one. Run it.
You gotta play the original. Sorry. The original's better. This doesn't hit the same.
Feel dated?
Nah, it's just the lyrics aren't memorable. We all know the lyrics to the Ludacris. It's the Ludacris one. Hot take, Ebro. Jermaine Dupri is a better rapper than Diddy.
I mean,
they both rap on records. Let's keep it real. They're going. Their rapping is going to be a part of this at some point. Who is the better rapper? Right. I think JD's the more natural rapper of the two of them.
I think you have a very good argument there, sir.
Right.
You're checking out Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
I could be a fantasy. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. How does Diddy follow, Cass?
I'm fine with this if I'm Diddy.
Jeez, God dang!
Out the gate.
And this is a Diddy. This is his work.
With Biggie had living all over. But as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together.
Is there a reason we're playing the music so low? Or is it y'all just, y'all ears hurting something? Yeah, right, no matter what, be air tight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make it out of yourself by assuming. My music keeps you moving. What are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Fuck me, baby. I'ma make you love me, baby. Push you crazy, ain't gonna get you nothing. Choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And babe, you know you too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts, you making up flat. In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, hit him while wife he was with him. You heard of us, the murderers, smoke shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son is they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. So
tough one to respond to. That's tough. I don't know what you do from that.
See, and that's why I said before we started this, that's why you got to get to the Brat and Biggie Smalls B-side early.
But that's still losing there.
But once Diddy unveils his Biggie joints, you can't ever play your Biggie joint again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no other way. Where do you get to play it? You got Biggie on a record with your artist.
But why do you have to do it matched up to?
Right.
That's why I said you gotta get it off because Biggie every time you turn around, Diddy gonna be playing a Biggie verse. That's fire. Or Biggie record. That's fire. Every other time.
So he might just stay away from it.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard and double off, flash the rims with the window crack. Holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Back in the hell,
Jay-Z?
Christ, but the money ain't a thing.
Did he got one of these?
Hard
for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I want to floss with us. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up.
I think JD actually produced this, hands on.
My game is wide, all names aside, trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet. Foolish ain't out of chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money's too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine says 1000 old up. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending 100 since they had small faces. Rob your stash out, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes from top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Diddy could go a couple of ways here.
Oh, yeah, that's fine for Diddy.
He could be like, all right, you want to talk money?
That's. He doesn't even need to pull that out yet.
He don't, but he got. Or he could have went the other way. Benjamin's.
I thought you was going to hit Benjamin's.
Nah, he can hold Benjamin's.
If we talking
way.
Money.
Benjamin's is the way. Will is back. I'm going to tell you why that's a mistake right there.
Because it sounds real.
For big. Because now you take things into the pop realm quickly. Mm-hmm. It escalates to the pop realm quickly. At which point now you're opening the door for JD to go into Usher and Mariah very easy. And also he's got super duper hits.
By the way, so does Puff though.
And Puff does too.
Don't forget, Puff could pull out that Mariah Carey Fantasy remix with ODB. He's got that in the stash. I would have stayed.
And he's got Meth and Mary J.
And he's got Meth and Mary, the Grammy winner. If I'm Puff also, I'm comfortable for a minute staying in my R&B lane, hitting that 112 Only You remix with Biggie. He's got to get his peaches and cream in there at some point. He's got Faith Evans if he wants to hit that. He's got a Carl Thomas I Wish up his sleeve if he wants to hit that.
Yo, Diddy got a lot of R&B, though. This will actually boil down to the R&B because JD's R&B bag is just as heavy as Diddy.
See, but I think Diddy wins there. In terms of song quality, I think Diddy will win there. Loved it, but gosh darn it, do I love this song. This is the one to me. This is number one for JD to me.
Listen, is it over the Usher bag?
This is my favorite.
We ain't even in the Usher bag.
Turn that up a little bit, Cat.
And never forget, JD is a legit songwriter. Like, he has songwriter credits. Like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about things going on. But right. Deep in my heart, babe, I hope that I'm wrong.
Somebody sleeping in. By the way, JD produced this one, too.
Yo. At the time, these were 1A and 1B at the time.
But don't you think the winner here is the remix even more than this? Or you could play both. You make up rules now to verses.
Happen.
You can play both.
That's what's going to happen.
They'll mash them up. They'll mash them up. They'll blend them together. Yo, you know what I love about our show? Is we made up something that's just not even ever going to happen. We're recapping the recap of something that hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah. It's a recap of a conversation.
This is a great program, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
You're checking out Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, let's get into the gurus, man. It's guru time.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Yes, the guru, Laura, at gmail.com. You send an email, and we do our best to help your life and save a life live. Shawnee save burns the sage.
That's right. Cleanses the energy. Remove all the toxicities.
The guru, Laura, is currently cleansing her own energy, having a little weekend with the family.
That's right.
But you send us your emails, thegurulaura@gmail.com. Now, guys, this is interesting. I have a lot of emails right now. But yesterday, someone tweeted me something, a story that they had read somewhere on Facebook. And they tweeted me at Rosenberg Radio and said, the gurus need to read this, right? Mm-hmm. And Shawnee, so this was not sent to us directly. But I think we should read this because I read it, Shawnee, and it's a doozy. Are you
down with that? It's like that.
Are you down with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
because I'll save these emails. Keep sending them. Rosenberg, I'm sorry, thegurulaura at gmail.com, and we will get to all your emails. Trust me. But today I'm going to read this one that was tweeted to me yesterday by our listener. Dig this, guys. My husband is mourning his dead mistress. 3 months ago, the woman who was having an affair with my husband died suddenly. I found out about the affair only 2 days after her funeral. I thought she was simply a coworker, and I was wondering why my husband was so disturbed and emotional. He quit his job, saying it was too traumatic to go to work. She was also in the early stages of pregnancy when she died. What? And my husband doesn't know whether he or her husband was the father.
Wow.
So on top of everything, he's also grieving for a baby which may or may not have been his. I find it extremely difficult to be emotionally supportive when he wakes up at 3 a.m. crying and trembling. Yet I don't have the heart to yell at him like I want to. He says she's dead, so there's no reason for me to feel jealous or threatened, and asks for my understanding as he grieves. We've barely talked these last weeks because I don't know how to respond to my husband when he cries and says he misses her and wishes she were here, and then also how much he loves me and that he never intended to leave me. I asked him to visit a marriage therapist together, and he said he's, quote, not ready to work on our marriage and thinks he needs to see a grief therapist instead. Do I need to give him time to mourn the loss of his mistress, or should I demand the focus on our marriage?
Wow.
Let me just say, hey, yo.
My Lord.
This is for a pay grade higher than the gurus.
Yeah, that's deep.
I was
deep.
Just about to say, B, this that's is a deep. Whole mess, fam.
That's deep. I mean, I know that that person is not listening, but if we were to give some type of verdict of somebody who maybe has gone through this who is listening, she wouldn't be able to force him to deal with the marriage if he's not ready, because both parties have to be in any therapy. Both parties have to be willing. That's we know that.
Before we even get to that, I have a question. I would like. She's already forgiven him for having a mistress,
right?
And not just a side piece, like a legit side relationship that you're so emotionally tied to,
right?
That you're waking up crying because the woman is no longer alive. Is that?
Yeah.
And so the person emailing us has already forgiven the fact that you were in an emotional other relationship that was beyond just sex, clearly.
Yeah. That's heavy.
And so the woman emailing us is still interested in resolving this marriage. And he's got the nerve to fix his lips and say to her after she's already forgiven him.
Right.
Because clearly she wants to be in this. That he ain't even ready yet to work on y'all's thing because he's still grieving his side thing.
It sounds.
And you're fair. Asking us if you should give this person more time.
That's what we're
hearing. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
And when you put
it
when you put it the way you put it, it sounds crazy. It
Which
sounds
crazy
because that's
like,
what it is. But everything is not so.
Well, no. I was just about to say you're never. I don't believe waiting for him to grieve, do whatever counseling he thinks he needs first, then come back to you and work on your marriage. He's ever gonna respect your relationship.
Nope. He's
he
selfish.
Does not respect your marriage. He does not care about your marriage. He cares about this mistress, and then after he's over that mistress, he's gonna go find another mistress.
Okay.
Not your relationship.
So for the record, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
Right.
However, she clearly wants to be with him. If you want to be with him and you are accepting all of this madness, then you might as well wait for him to grieve.
Exactly.
Because that's what he needs. Shawnee, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because that's what he needs.
That's what he
needs.
He's
obviously not ready to talk. Listen, Just now, remove the fact that he was cheating and the wrong part of it. Just real life. He just lost his lover. She died suddenly. Right. He's messed up out here. Right. He's going to be messed up out here. Even if you were having a loose affair with someone and the person dropped dead in the middle, you'd be messed up.
Right.
Let alone, it sounds like they were deeply in love.
Yeah, and remember, you know, love without responsibility, it feels amazing. You think you really love this person. He was all in. Like, you think you met the person of your life, you know what I'm saying, in this moment, and then they die. And they might have been pregnant. So his brain is probably screwed up.
Pause right there, Shawnee. Pause right there. Everything you just said, he think he met the love of his life, the woman of his life. Hey, that's not you, whoever you're writing this email. That's not you. Think about that.
Right. But I'm saying where his brain is at, he's screwed up. You to have him sit down and talk about the marriage right now, if he's not gonna do anything. Yeah, he's not gonna be, his brain gonna be gone.
Yeah, but to your point, she's gonna be chasing this for, like, to Ebro's point, she's gonna be chasing this forever because you're not that girl.
Right, I think what the gurus are saying was that ain't her question.
But that ain't her question.
She's already accepted the chase. She's already accepted the fact that she's secondary. She's already accepted the fact that her marriage basically hinges on what her man is, where he's at emotionally with his mistress. And so her question is, do I give him time?
What was the question specifically, Pete?
Yeah, do I give him time to grieve the loss of his mistress, or do I demand we start working on a relationship now?
You
can demand it all you want. It's not going to be effective.
Right. Facts. So, well, that's the question. Yeah. Ahead, you might as well wait.
That's right. That's what I
said. That is the real answer.
The only way for you to get some respect here is to get out of this relationship.
She didn't ask for respect, though.
Right, she didn't.
That probably waved her goodbye a long time ago. Let's be real.
Because she could have been like, do I demand it or do I leave?
She didn't even offer leaving, Shawnee. She said, leaving's not even on the table.
Do I demand it or do I give him time?
That's leaving's not even on the table.
You might as well give him time.
You know what? You might as well give him time. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.